At 88 years old, Ken Fisher says he may have asked and answered more questions than anyone ever. This in thanks to his game Super Quiz, which originated as a series of boards, evolved into three best-selling board games, and eventually ended up as a syndicated newspaper column appearing in about 48 papers in the United States. Fisher says he spends a couple of hours daily writing new quizzes. It's much easier today, he admits. In the old days, I would have to type them up, proofread them, and mail them down to the States. Now, of course, I can do it on the computer. Push a button, they've got it and that's great. The Super Quiz website boasts some 28,000 Q&As. As an English as a second language teacher in Toronto, Fisher said they would do little quizzes at parties with prizes. This proved to be a hit and Fisher decided to start putting together a list of quizzes. It took while, he said, for Super Quiz to gather interest. Dempner Books showed interest, so the book form was solidified. The company also enlisted a well-known name to attach to the book, Isaac Asimov, who wrote a foreword. Isaac Asimov Presents Super Quiz was enough of a hit to generate at least four best of editions. Each game features three skill levels. I learned a lot and I still learn a lot about trivia by researching everything, said Fisher. Super Quiz is not the only success Fisher has had. He, with the help of his wife, Joan, developed and sold a card game called Wizard, based originally on a game called Oh Hell. Fisher said Wizard was meant to be playable with small groups, easy to learn and challenging enough to stay fun. Wizard is played with a standard deck of cards with the addition of four wizard cards and four jester cards. The 60-card deck, he said, works well because 3, 4, 5 and 6 all divide evenly into 60. Wizard depends on bidding skill like bridge. Players declare how many tricks they will take in each hand, and are rewarded or punished for being right or wrong. Each round begins with a card dealt to each player, increasing in number of cards round by round until the deck is used up. Wizard and Joker cards add to the unpredictability and fun. In total, the game has sold more than 3 million copies. Fisher said the game sells about 20,000 copies in Canada a year. He attributed the sales efforts to his wife who worked hard to get them sold in the early days. It was first published by Waddington Publishing in 1986. In 1994, the game was licensed in the United States to U.S. Games, who Fisher says are now known mostly for tarot cards. The game is more popular in Europe compared to North America, accounting for about 80% of sales. The game has been translated into more than 20 different languages. There is even a Wizard app for Android and Apple as well as an online version of the game. Live tournaments regularly occur and there is World Tournament held every year in Europe, with each country limited to two players. We have never won but have come second, Fisher said on Canada's performance at the championship. Fisher, who now lives with wife, son and cat in Fonthill, has other ideas for a game, one based on critical thinking skills that is still under development. To learn more about Wizard, visit Wizard Cards. Conto check out Super Quiz, visit superquiz.ca.